Let me give you another, perhaps more serious example of the threshold effect in action. The University of Michigan Law School, like many elite U.S. educational institutions, uses a policy of affirmative action when it comes to applicants from disadvantaged backgrounds. Around 10% of the students Michigan enrolls each fall are members of racial minorities, and if the school didn't significantly relax its entry requirement for those students, letting them in with lower undergraduate grades and standardized test scores than everyone else, it estimates that percentage would be less than 3%. Furthermore, if you compare the grades that the minority and non-minority students get in law school, the white students do better. That's not surprising. If one group has higher undergraduate grades and test scores than another, it's almost certainly going to have higher grades in law school as well. This is the reason why affirmative action programs are so controversial. In fact, an attack on the University of Michigan's affirmative action program recently went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It seems troubling for an elite educational institution to let in students who are less qualified than their peers. A few years ago, however, the University of Michigan decided to look closely at how the law school's minority students had fared after they graduated. How much money did they make? How far up in the profession did they go? How satisfied were they with their careers? What kind of social and community contributions did they make? What kind of honors had they won? They looked at everything that could conceivably be an indication of real-world success. And what they found surprised them.